Just one quick halakha. As we know, the law is that it's preferable, it's proper, that during the Birkat HaMazon, if you have a Zimun, they should make Birkat HaMazon ala kos. Okay, that already we learned in a halakha. However, after Birkat HaMazon is over, the one that's holding the kos obviously makes Boripiri Gefen, and he drinks from the kos. Preferably, he should drink it if you eat, so he can make a berakha harona ala gefen. It's also praiseworthy for those that are misubin, those that are around the table, that should also take a sip of the wine, because there's a berakha in such a wine. The question is, do the misubim around the table have to make a separate borepriya gefen before they sip from the wine? Well, logic dictates that they don't have to make a berakha, so long as the one that made the beracha had them in mind, then they also had in mind to be yotzeh, so therefore they just passed the cup around, and everything is fine. That's obvious. The question today is, well, let's say you have many misubim around the table, and not everybody is certain that the wine is going to get to them, meaning they don't know, but by the time the cup gets to them, if there's going to be any wine left. And happens to be that it got to them, and there was wine left in the cup. Do they have to make a Buripriya Gefen or not? Because you could argue and say, they really didn't think they were going to drink. They were misupak. And therefore, when the wine finally reached them, it's Hadush, they didn't even think there was anything left. So maybe they would have to make another Beracha, because they did not anticipate that there was going to be anything left for them. So Maran discusses this exact case in Siman Kuf Tzaddi Halakha He, where he writes, Kishaham Misubim Bisauda Gedula, the En Yodim Adhechan Yagia Koshil Berakat Amazon, Kolehad Meham Misupakim Im Yagia Lo Sarich Lebarech Borepri Agefen. Maran's opinion is that anybody that's in Misupak, for example, they give out the cup, they start from the guy to the right. So that guy's for sure, he knows he's getting wine. And the couple of guys down the road, they also they're going to get. But the guy at the end of the side of the table, he knows that till the wine gets to him, he doesn't even know if there's anything left. So all those guys that are in the Safik zone would have to make a Berachat HaGefen. The logic is Mistama, they were not Mechavin with the Mevarech. However, Chaim David writes in his sefer on Taf Kuf Lamedeh, Imaitad Da'atam Beferush. If they made an explicit kavana, Shim Yagia Aleim Koshel Beracha Yishtu Mimenu, Bekivnu Latzit Yedeh Chova, V'afa Bevarech Kiven Neotzi, Enam Bevarchim Ala Kos, Afa Pish Shelo Yad'u Bevadai Im Yagia Akos Aleim. So the case, obviously, of where Maram was talking, the way he's learning is that the guys that were misafik, in their brain, they think, you know what? Piss. It's not getting to us. Therefore, mistama, they did not have kavana. But if they beferush, had a kavana, that if it gets to us, and there'll be stuff left, we want to be yotzeh with this berachat gefen, and the guy was motzi them also, then certainly they are covered.